I guess for the final time here, Ken, it's been a nice well of content for us here over the course of the last week. The NBA draft, which starts in what time does it start? 7 or 8? 8 o'clock, probably, right?
I don't even know. I think it's 8. There's a pre-show though.
Oh, so. From 7 to 8, probably.
Probably, and then the clock actually starts. Like Adam Silver comes out probably right at 8.
Jabari Smith will get picked at like 8:12.
I think they go, oh, actually, it does take a while, because I used to work on Van Pelt, which would follow it, and you'd always, you'd be like, when is it going to end? It would be like 12:10.
You'd be like, oh, the God. Draft is, yeah. It's over 4 hours. I actually think that the NBA draft is longer than the first night of the NFL draft.
Now, with the NFL, yeah, with the current like primetime format and everything, it is 100% longer. It's definitely longer. They do the second round, they try to do it as fast as possible, but it's tough.
At our show sponsor, Bet Rivers, Jabari Smith minus 835. This is like a hilarious like thing to say afterwards. And Paolo Banchero is plus 250. So Jabari Smith minus 835 and Banchero.
Some spread, huh?
That's something. Banchero plus 250. Chet Holmgren at plus 1800. So Ken, what do we want to do? We want to do our mock here and alternate picks here? A little mock?
Yeah, or just I think if we do our mock, I think the goal here, because like, look, like there's like people in the gambling space have given out bets for the draft. If they were good bets, they're not even remotely close to existing anymore. Like, it's like, yeah, I come on and be like, oh, I have Usman Jang under 14.5. Be like, yeah, cool. It's 10.5. Like, now what? Like, okay, well, like, what am I going to do? Brag about that bet? Doesn't help anybody. But I think when we do the mock.
Bet the over and try and middle it.
With the 12th pick. Woo! Middle! instead, I think if we go through the top 10, I do think there are some spots, like places where betting the draft is interesting. That's like, I think what the approach should be here. Like what spots in the draft are most interesting, right? Like which things could people think about? I think that's actually an interesting exercise here. I think that's the way we could be the most helpful.
Okay, so let's try and do that here, and let's start. Like, do we almost want to start at 4? Like, do we want to like even go through this?
Yeah. I mean, we have to have Jabari Smith going 1, Chet Holmgren doing 2, and Paolo Banchero going 3 at this point.
All right, like, done. So on the clock, are now the Sacramento Kings with the 4th overall pick. New head coach Mike Brown, a roster fronted by De'Aaron Fox and DeMontis Sabonis, trying to make the playoffs here. Now, you can also project trades if you would like, which I might have done here.
Oh, okay. I mean, I have Jaden Ivey going. I have him going to Sacramento, but I didn't like care who made the pick. Like, should I have somebody more fun making the pick?
Jonathan Givony from ESPN, like on the mock draft scroll.
It's like a blank.
It'll say like Rockets 3, Paolo Banchero, and then it's just 4, Jaden Ivey. Like, it doesn't even say, like, it doesn't say
team. So many teams are trying to get to that spot to take him. I'll say the Kings keep it and pick Ivey. That's what I'll say will happen, which people think they shouldn't do because they have guards.
I have the Knicks because I'm a Knicks fan trading up to 4 to get Jaden Ivey. Because that's what I would like
to
see
happen. That's perfect.
But the point is that we think Jaden Ivey is going to be the 4th overall pick. Right. And now I guess like things start to get pretty interesting, right? With the Pistons at number 5.
I don't know if they're interesting yet, but we're close to interesting.
You know, a lot of people that I've talked to, like Sam Bandianovich was on with us a couple days ago. A lot of people I associate with bet Benedict Mathurin to be the 5th overall pick. Whereas I think conventional wisdom is that it's going to be Keegan Murray, and Ryan McDonough thinks it's going to be Keegan Murray from Iowa.
Yep. So I thought about having Mathurin go here and Murray going next. And I think there's some interesting things that happen if that happens. So if Mathurin does, so Mathurin's under has been getting bet on 6.5 forever. It's like 6 in a couple places. The 6.5 is just crazy under, which would tell you that the indication is like 5 to Detroit, 6 to Indiana. One of those two things. Murray's 5.5 juiced way under. The indication there is 5 to Detroit. It's possible they flip because Mathurin's so beloved, like among front offices apparently, and his workouts were so good. So it makes sense. I have Murray going 5th right now, but like, I think Mathurin 5, Murray 6. And if Mathurin goes 5th, just real quick, I think it's possible that like maybe a team tries to trade to 6 to get Keegan Murray too, because like then he's available. And maybe if you don't have any luck making inroads with Detroit, you could try with Indiana.
You don't think Indiana would take him?
Their entire roster right now. Well, I think Indiana's like, Indiana could do a bunch of different things. They're going to get rid of all of their best players this season. Like, they're bottoming out. Could they take a swing at a guy? Sure. Is it worth it to do something? I have no idea what their motivations are. But I know like San Antonio, for example, like loves Keegan Murray. Like, I think they've been trying to trade to 5 to take him. Okay, if that doesn't work, they trade to 6 to take him. I just think, like, him being there one pick longer makes things, like, a little bit more interesting because I know he's, like, just like Mathurin, they're the two players where it's, okay, they're not in that core 3, they're not Ivy, but they're the most desired of the other kind of players, and a bunch of teams wanted to trade up to take him. So I have Murray 5, Mathurin 6, but, like, could try to get crazy and flip them. I think it'd be okay.
I also have Murray 5 and Mathurin 6. So like if Indiana, like I Malcolm Brogdon probably gets dealt tonight based on what everyone's saying, right? I think his name has been floated out.
I mean, is Miles Turner going to be back on the team? Is like, I mean, just like what's happening?
Is Miles Turner even still on the Pacers? Really? Is he on the team still?
I don't even know what the roster, like it's, it doesn't benefit me to know this right now. Cause it's like, there's
like Haliburton
available.
That's it.
But right. I mean, do you need anybody else? Awesome. This is the pick. So Blazers pick 7. This is the pick. This point forward, I think like everything is a huge guess.
I projected
maybe
a trade
with one
here.
Exception.
I projected a trade here.
Makes perfect sense. You have Anunoby?
Yes.
Oh, and who do you have Toronto picking?
Shaedon Sharpe.
Not bad. Could go with who's the
I was just thinking like they have their point guard, right? Van Vliet plays point. Like they have right. Barnes already, who's like the
Scott, can you post the other draft positions in the chat real quick? Sorry, Scott. I just want to scroll up.
Pelicans 8, Spurs 9, Wizards 10.
Sorry, I meant the player draft positions, just so I can remember like who's just because I want to like my point here was just gonna be like 7's the first place where like there are players with draft positions around here, like 7.5, 8.5 in this range. This is the part where it feels like everyone's guessing and no one knows anything. That's like, we're finally there. Like, I think Mathurin and Murray are going to be they're not slipping. Now, what order they go in, 5, 6, okay. Ivy 4 for sure, or like 5, okay. But there's not really like a way to make bets on a lot of that stuff. And it's like, doesn't seem like it's a great idea. But like, Shaedon Sharpe is 7.5. Johnny Davis is 9.5. Like, there's like a couple. Duren's 10.5. Sohan's 11. Sohan's actually been getting bet under at a couple places I've looked at recently. So it's just, I think this is finally the spot where nobody knows. The only 7, 8, 9, 10 link that has happened consistently in mocks is that Usman Jiang worked out for the Pelicans and they're obsessed with him. And they're going to pick him 8th.
That's so what like, I have that in my mock.
And for people who are wondering where that price crash came from with him, it was that report. That's like what caused him to get bet under a ton, basically. And I think a lot of other teams like him too, but that specific anecdote was what made him get bet under. So I think you could have him going 8 to the Pelicans and like, cool. But 7, 9, 10, there's a bunch of players that I think, like if the Spurs, by the way, who took Josh Primo randomly that year, yep, when no one thought that was going to happen. And then Tyler like thought it was going to happen and bet it. Like if they took AJ Griffin or Malachi Branham or like somebody crazy, because again, now we're in the point where you could have a similar rating on 20 players at this exact moment. So I just think like, if there are assumptions, if you want a way to play the NBA draft, if there are assumptions from this point forward being made about like any of the next 15 players, especially the ones that aren't moving a ton, like if Shaedon Sharpe, like, cool, there's literally one spot left. Like there's one spot left. Like we're sure it's him. Guy got kicked out of 20 Kentucky practices this year per some reports that were made the last couple of weeks. Like we're sure, or it's a plus price on the opposite direction, or like, you know, Johnny Davis to go under, just any assumption being made where the price is crazy from this point on. I feel like you could just gather up a bunch of plus prices and nobody knows anything. And there could be a bunch of trades. So that just like, this is where I would start betting some plus price stuff. It's just like, if you want to have fun, names. I don't have any info, but I just think that's a good strategy.
Who would be some guys you target?
It just depends on like who are like, give me a plus price over 130 on any of the 12 next players or something. And okay, I'm going to bet it whatever way the plus is. Cause I think this is the range where anything can happen. Ton of trades. Nobody knows anything.
I think I'm going to spray the board.
Yeah. From this point on, I just don't think you can make a mistake doing that almost. As long as you're getting great prices. Like there's no team link, player link that's that strong at this point. That and if there is one, a trade blows it up immediately, and there might be a ton of them at this range.
Who'd you have going 9 and 10 just to finish the mock? San Antonio and Washington.
I think I had Sohan, and I think I had like AJ Griffin, something like that.
I had Johnny Davis and Dyson Daniels. I know nothing. I'm guessing. Right.
I don't know anything either. But that's like, the point is like, even if you want to have fun with this, I wouldn't like assume everything's a lock and bet minus a million on stuff. Like, I don't think that's like a good idea for tonight.
Yeah, I'm going to take your advice and I'm going to place a lot of bets in like literally 20 seconds when we're off the air. I am off tomorrow, Ken. Looking forward to checking out tomorrow's edition of the show, a phenomenal Friday following the NBA sure. draft.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Hopefully a fun night. I don't know if there's not going to be that many bets, but a fun night, hopefully.
Talk to everyone on Monday. Until then, wishing everyone minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck. Let's enjoy the NBA draft.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sport.